The city of Bloomington is allowing developers to start a project bringing more than 4,200 homes to a site on the city's southwest side. But even after several public meetings, residents and officials alike say they still have questions and concerns. Lucas Gonzalez has this story for City Limits.
Construction on the 140-acre Summit District development may start as soon as next year. Officials describe the site as the largest swath of undeveloped land in the city. It's tucked between existing neighborhoods to the north and west, Summit Elementary to the south, and RCA Community Park to the east. The project will include five neighborhoods. They'll be built in various phases over the next 10 to 12 years. Though the project seems like a done deal, some say it's been rushed. John Scott is a resident of Arbor Ridge, a neighborhood west of the development site. He's been a vocal critic of the project.
I mean, I'm not against the development, I'm just against the density and the fact that there doesn't seem to be any plan. There's no architectural renderings, there's no concept plan.
Developers say the next step is designing the roads, streets, and neighborhoods. Scott worries the area isn't equipped to handle a development of this scale. But he says something smaller would be feasible.
And I think 2,500 to 3,000 is the max it should be. But they should have come in and said, let's see you do 2,000. Come back when that's completed, and we'll give you the rest depending upon how well you performed versus carte blanche.
Scott worries a possible influx of several thousand people will overwhelm nearby roads, especially Weimer Road, a two-lane thoroughfare by Arbor Ridge. In addition, he and other residents worry the development will worsen flooding on Weimer. Some city council members, too, have concerns. Dave Rollo, who voted against the project, says the council rushed to approve it.
I think we're very strident. So I opposed it because I think we set the bar very low. We treated a 140-acre development like it was 14.
Rollo says he wanted to know more about the project's impact on traffic, the environment, and infrastructure before voting on it. He also wanted a greater commitment to owner-occupied housing. The council is requiring at least 40% of the homes to be developed to allow individual ownership. Rollo says this requirement, which was lowered from 50%, is not enough.
We don't have enough housing where people can build equity. And so what I'm afraid of is that a lot of people are caught in a rent trap, and therefore we need owner-occupied housing.
He also worries the developers will offset project costs by using the West Side Tax Increment Finance District. He says doing so would effectively publicly subsidize the project. He says the developers should be shouldering as much of the cost as possible. The developers say they're working with the city to identify possible funding sources, including but not limited to tax increment financing. Isabel Piedmont Smith represents District 1 on the council, which includes Arbor Ridge residents. She says agreements the city made with the developer address many of residents' concerns.
It's only natural to be concerned when you have a large development being approved for right in your backyard. But there are many safeguards to make sure that the impacts are minimal.
Piedmont Smith says certain infrastructure must be put in place before construction can start. City of Bloomington Utilities had already planned to upgrade the stormwater systems. Now that the project is moving forward, the developers will help pay for those upgrades. As for traffic, the developer plans to extend Adams Street and Sudbury Drive, both of which currently come to a dead end. Piedmont Smith says the upgrades will provide alternatives to Weimer Road. A city engineer is reviewing a traffic study for the project. The developer will help pay for any recommendations that come out of the report.
Overall, the project will provide much-needed housing for the city of Bloomington. It will also provide significant property tax revenues for the city of Bloomington.
Piedmont Smith adds the additional housing supply this project will bring may cause the local housing market to even out. She even thinks the project could become a model for owner-occupied housing in Bloomington. For WFIU News, I'm Lucas Gonzalez.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions on Thursday mornings inside Morning Edition on our City Limits series. If you have a question about Bloomington you'd like us to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits or join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.